Hearings continue today in Lansing over State Representative Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat's use of state resources to cover up, among other things, an extramarital affair. Representative Gamrat offered a tearful apology yesterday.
These decisions have dishonored God, my family, my district, and my fellow representatives. And for that, I am truly sorry.
And today, it was Representative Corser's turn in front of the committee.
Do you agree that with the findings of the House Business Office that there was official misconduct and misuse of state resources?
Yes.
Do you agree that you engaged in deceptive, deceitful, and dishonest conduct?
Yes.
Michigan Public Radio Network's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta joins us now from the Capitol. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Cindy.
As I understand it, the hearings have been a lot longer today than they did with Representative Gamrat yesterday. What are we hearing from Representative Corser?
Well, he is also seeking censure as opposed to expulsion, and but he's actually facing a much harsher line of questioning, in part because where Cindy Gamrat, almost from the outset, when it was clear the direction that all this was taking, was, you know, very contrite, apologetic. She wrote notes to, I think, everyone in the State House of Representatives saying, "I'm sorry for what happened," whereas Todd Corser really, almost up until yesterday, was defiant. He even, you know, called the disciplinary committee, this special committee, a kangaroo court. And so not only did he have to explain his actions, you know, vis-a-vis that, you know, infamous false flag controlled burn email, he also had to explain his actions vis-a-vis the very disciplinary proceedings against him. And so it's just gone on a lot longer because of that. Also because his answers have tended to be sort of rambling. Sometimes the committee chairs even had to sort of redirect him. And then the other thing is we spent more than an hour and a half today in you know, awkward silence listening to the tape of the meeting between Representative Corser and his staff person Ben Graham, where he outlined, you know, the whole scheme to send out this salacious email with all kinds of over the top false things about him as part of the cover up.
And those tapes were hard to listen to at times, weren't they?
It was very awkward. words. I've covered the Capitol for 28 years, and these are words I have never heard in a committee room, either recorded or in person.
How did he walk all of this? As you say, the defiance began right from the beginning when the story first broke in the Detroit News, and then mm-hmm. you know, the Facebook postings and the that long audio clip that he released. So how did he walk that defiance back?
Well, he said that the person who did these things, who concocted the cover-up email and all of that, he said, listening to the tapes, he didn't recognize that person, that it was a different person from who he is, that he was just in a dark, difficult place making sort of panicked decisions. And then he kind of applied the same logic to this. He said that first of all, his response was emotional, not factual, and that also he really wasn't attacking the committee as much as questioning whether or not he could and would get a fair process. And he said that you know, as of today at least, he considered that process fair.
Well, calling the committee a kangaroo court just 10 days ago was probably not the best way to win fans. So how have his fellow representatives...
Calling the people who are going to judge you names isn't generally a way to endear yourself.
Endeared. So how have they reacted, the committee, to his testimony today?
The committee, especially on the Republican side, much more terse, even hostile. State Representative Andrea LaFontaine, who this may be the first thing she said in open committee on this, said that all she was hearing was excuses, that she wasn't impressed, and he needed to learn how to treat his staff before, you know, she got into her line of questioning. And it seems like a lot of what today's proceedings are built around is almost to create this distinction between Todd Corser and his behavior during the whole cover-up scheme and the misuse of his staff and resources and everything that happened afterwards that sort of adds up to him deserving a harsher punishment than what would face Representative Gamrat. But it's all still, you know, an open question. Remember, this is not a trial.
And right.
As a matter of fact, one of the more bizarre episodes here was the committee opened with the former chief of staff to House Speaker Kevin Cotter sitting before the committee and basically saying that he was largely unaware of what was going on. And then at the conclusion of that, the chair of the committee, Ed McBroom, made a motion to strike his testimony from the record, which is a largely irrelevant exercise. This is not a trial where the jury will be instructed, you know, what you can take into account and what you can't. Every lawmaker will make a decision on whether or not they think that Courser and Gamrat ought to be disciplined and whether that discipline ought to be censure, expulsion, or something else based on whatever it is they decide to take into account.
We know that now, as you spelled out, Representative Courser is following Representative Gamrat's lead and asking for censure. Just again, mm-hmm. What would that mean?
Well, there is no official definition of censure in the state constitution or the House rules, but it looks like the shape of that would be a resolution of reprimand, acknowledging that they'd done something wrong, and then a loss of some legislative privileges. It might be the right to sit on committees. It might be, control of their office staffs, mailing privileges, things like that. And all of that remains to be seen and negotiated. The one thing they cannot take away is their right to vote on legislation, that every elected, every representative, like every senator, has to be allowed to vote.
Fascinating soap opera that you're covering there. Michigan Public Radio Network's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta. As always, thanks, Rick.
Oh, always a pleasure, Cindy.